She said, "It hurts right here." And we just started laughing.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Laughing at someone's pain is not something my wife and I usually do.
No.
But, and the more we laughed, the more she laughed, and the more it hurt. So last week, my daughter Calvary, who is, she's 20 now,
mm-hmm.
She said, "Oh, my stomach hurts so bad." And my wife and I looked at each other and said, "Where does it hurt?" And she pointed to a spot. And that's when we started laughing because we knew what it was.
Oh.
We're like, "You have an appendicitis, daughter." And the reason we laughed is this isn't our first rodeo.
Oh, no.
4 years ago, I had an appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
That same year, Malachi had an appendicitis.
Oh.
The next year, Mercy had an appendicitis.
Same spot.
Same spot.
Oh,
same symptoms. Mm. We are pros. At identifying this. And of course, we then have to, you know, go to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
They do their tests, and they're often a little bit suspicious, cynical at the beginning that it's what it is. And we're mm-hmm. like, no, dude, at this point, we know. They come back from the CAT scan. Yeah, you have an appendicitis. And so she got her appendix out. The good thing is that surgery is so less arduous than it used to be if mm-hmm. it didn't burst. She was back at home the next day at noon. She is probably going to work today, you know, mm-hmm. like she's doing really, really good. But I think I know why I went first. It was so God would give us the equipment, the knowledge to be able to identify this in every kid who had it from there on out. It's nice how he takes care of us. But to the doctors that say it's not genetic, we beg to differ. Here's Worship Through It from Tasha Layton on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.